Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to another edition of the BCCI's Let's Talk Business, where we put the spotlight on development shaping our business's landscape. Today, we turn our attention to the historic step in Caribbean integration, one that could reshape how Barbadian businesses operate across the region. Come October 1st, this year, 2025, Barbados, Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines will roll out full free movement of nationals, covering the free flow of skilled workers, services, capital, and the right to establish businesses across member states. This announcement came in July from CARICOM Chairman and Jamaican Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness during the closing press conference of the 49th regular meeting of CARICOM Heads of Government held in Jamaica. The heads of government at the time placed strong emphasis on accelerating the free movement of people across the Caribbean community, with the chair noting that the pace and scope of CSME implementation, particularly regarding free movement, had been far too slow. Full free movement within CARICOM means the free movement of skilled nationals, services, and the right to establish businesses or offer services in participating member states without restrictions. For workers, this eliminates the need for work permits, allowing qualified CARICOM nationals to seek employment in other member states on equal terms with local citizens. For businesses, it opens doors to a larger regional talent pool, new markets, and the chance to expand operations with fewer bureaucratic barriers. While the opportunities are significant, ranging from a more mobile workforce to greater cross-border trade and investment, the shift also presents challenges. Local industries may face stiffer competition, and businesses will need to adapt to a more fluid regional marketplace. In today's program, we'll explore those opportunities and challenges in depth and what they mean for the future of doing business right here in Barbados. I am Crystal J. Paul, your host, and our panel of experts today will be Paul Innes, President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, and good day to all.
Chernelle Richards, CSME focal point in the Prime Minister's office.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
And Wanya Illis, Deputy Program Manager, Free Movement of Labor, CARICOM Secretariat. Welcome to you all. Yes, and we're looking forward to this discussion. And I know this is one that many are looking forward to hearing about as we have questions answered. Now, even as we're looking at full free movement of CARICOM nationals, the opportunities and challenges for businesses in Barbados, let's start off with unlocking regional potential, because we know there is regional potential, opportunities and challenges as well. Now, this for you, either Wanya or Chernelle. Come October 1st this year, as we just noted, in Barbados, Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we'll roll out full free movement of nationals, covering the free flow of skilled workers, etc. Now, can you summarize what this will mean for these countries in terms of opportunities and challenges? Let's begin with you, Wanya.
Okay, thank you so much. And I think this program, Let's Talk Business with the BCCI, is very timely. Just this morning, we were in a meeting with the four member states that you've identified earlier, that are working towards full free movement by the 1st of October 2025. And maybe perhaps it is important to speak to what it really means by comparing what we already have in place as a community. Because remember, in 2005, 2006, we have done extensive work as a community to establish the CARICOM single market. And at that point in time, we would have come together. This is the participating member states would have signed on to the revised Treaty of Chaguaramas, and as such participating in the CARICOM single market and economy, we would have identified all of the then existing restrictions for the provision of services and the right of establishment, the right to establish a business in a participating member state. And at the end of that program, which we had named the programs for the removal of restrictions, member states would have removed all of the restrictions. And as such, creating a single market that allowed persons, community nationals from one member state to one, provide the service into another member state, and also to be able to establish a business in another member state. So that is already in place. Already in place is also the movement of skilled nationals under the skills regime. And right now we have 13 categories of persons that have the right to move under the skills regime once they would have applied and would have received their skills certificate. So the move that we see, which is to come into effect by the 1st of October, is really a further advancement of the free movement. In Article 45 of our treaty, the revised Treaty of Chaguaramas, we would have called for total free movement by including the goal towards total free movement. And the way the community has set out to implement the step towards that goal was by having a managed, phased approach. And that is why we see that skilled nationals, initially it was one, and then it was five, and then we added two more, and now we have 13. We also agreed for service providers to move and for business persons who are establishing a business to also do that. So this move is momentous, as it one is really a response to a promise made by the community to allow for full free movement, that all community nationals can move. So it's not only the movement for those that want to provide the service, those that are qualified under the skills regime, or those that are establishing a business, but it's really for all CARICOM nationals in the four participating member states. And let me also add, as a final point here, it is those four member states that have agreed under the protocol on enhanced cooperation to do so, which means that there will be full free movement among those four member states. So where the other member states not yet participating in full free movement, the existing regimes will continue. So the skills regime will continue between, for instance, Barbados and Jamaica, and between Jamaica and Guyana. The services regime as we know it right now, as well as the right of establishment, will also continue to exist. So unless all participating member states are participating in the full free movement, there will be a hybrid system in place where there would be the movement of persons under different type of regimes. And I thought it was important to put that out. So there's already some amount of free movement happening under the CSME, but for specific elements, those that have to do with businesses, services, and the movement of skilled nationals. Over. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Wanya. Chanel, you're muted.
Yes, sorry about that. I definitely agree with what Wanya has said with regards to the opportunity for us to move now without any sort of restrictions. There's no need for work permits. So all nationals of those four countries are now going to be able to reside and work here. They're going to be able to leave, enter, re-enter, reside and work, and remain indefinitely without the need for any sort of residency permit or a work permit. So I think that that is going to give us an opportunity to have a wider talent pool for businesses, and it's also going to be an opportunity for the region to learn more about each other and for us to be able to have that knowledge sharing that we really want within CARICOM. Thank you.
Now, I like that you said stay indefinitely. I think that's a question that people would have had for a long time. This has been a long time coming. So to see it now come into action, it would definitely, and not just come into action, but for them to be able to stay indefinitely in a country and work freely would be an absolute relief and open up so much for the business community. Now, how can Barbados and other CARICOM countries better leverage this free movement to fill the skills and gaps and boost entrepreneurship and strengthen regional economies? Wanya.
All right, thank you. And I think, you know, critical in all that we do really is to make sure that we have the data and the information available. A couple of months ago, when we were planning to do some further advancement in terms of the free movement and further advancing what already was in place, the community secretary thought it really necessary to ensure that we have the data sets available. For a few years now, we have tried to work on data collection across the board and harmonizing the data sets too. In some instances, we were successful, in others, not as much. A couple of years ago, we would have tried to establish what is called a labor market information system. And the requirement is really for all member states to make sure that the data is captured at the national level and for that information then to be fed into the regional system. So we were successful in having been able to partner with the International Labor Organization, the ILO, in conducting a labor market analysis. We would have launched that earlier this year, in January of this year. And that study would have provided us with important information and important data on what is happening in the current labor market. But it is not enough. It gives a good snapshot of what is happening. It speaks to informality. It speaks to labor market participation. But I think it is important for us to be able to drill down at the country level, specifically what is needed. So in the case of Barbados, for instance, it is important that that type of information is captured regularly and some of the indicators that we would have identified are being captured by the member state. But I think it is important for us to be able to bring all of that together. So it has been an absolute necessary focus of the community secretariat. It is very difficult to manage a process that you cannot measure. And so the data that we are required to receive from member states is critical. For the current processes in place, the movement of skills in particularly, but we also have been able to capture data on free movement. We do have a system in place where we are receiving data from member states, and some member states are better than others in supplying us with that data. But that gives us a bit of an indication of what the movement is. What we do not necessarily get from that information is where the labor market gaps are, what is needed in the particular member states. And so that is important for us to be able to plan ahead. So with the upcoming labor market information system that we really hope to launch before the end of this year, we have been working with member states very closely to ensure that they could put in place a governance arrangements to ensure that they could collect the data. So we would have proposed, and Barbados would have put that in place, a memorandum of understanding between the different departments of government that have a role to play in collecting that set of data. And each member state was also required to identify and nominate an administrator to be able to coordinate the efforts at the national level. So that is an immediate focus that the community secretariat is working on. We are also, apart from the assessment that we would have done in terms of the labor market, we're also working on a broader initiative that was called for by the heads of government in 2019, that called for the development of a migration policy. And so the work on the labor market is an element of that work that we're doing. Again, we would have readied, or we're in the process of readying the draft report for it to be submitted to member states so that they could undertake consultations. Another very critical part, and I know in the case of Barbados, and Chanel could speak to the mechanisms in place, it is important to ensure that consultations take place all the time on an ongoing basis.
Yes.
The COTET a few years ago would have called for a specific mechanism, and it is also called for by the Treaty of Chaguaramas in Article 26, it is, to ensure that member states undertake consultations in relation to implementation processes, but also in relation to decision-making processes, because it's important that all are included when we implement elements of the CSME. But I think it is more important for those all to be included at a point when we are taking decisions in relation to the advancement of the CARICOM single market and economy. So there has been a structure called for, which is the BLAC, which is the Business, Labor and Advisory Council. Some member states have implemented it. Barbados has a block in place, and it's also an IMCC, an Interministerial Consultative Committee, that has been called for to ensure that those consultations take place. We would have noticed, we've been to a couple of member states starting July, I think April last year. We would have visited 8 member states to undertake national consultations, and the discussions on free movement were also held with those member states. And it is clear that even in member states where there are consultative mechanisms in place, they need to be strengthened. What we've been hearing is that different elements of the society, of the community, do not feel consulted or included, and that not enough regular meetings are held with those parts of the constituency. So those recommendations are again advanced to the member states to ensure that not only an implementation of the single market elements, but also at decision-making levels. We include those stakeholders, labor, employers, businesses, as well as civil society. The community has at the regional level a structure in place to include those bodies. At a regional level, there are a number of associate institutions. The CPSO, the CARICOM Private Sector Organization, is an associate institution. The Caribbean Congress of Labor is an associate institution. And also the CPDC participates in a number of meetings at a regional level. But often enough, we know that at the national level, there could be structures put in place to ensure that that consultative mechanism is in place and is functioning properly as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You've definitely given us a lot to consider. Now, let me ask you, Chanel, in terms of the support systems and policies that are currently in place, what is currently in place to help CARICOM nationals integrate into new countries? And what more can be done to ensure that moving forward is a smooth experience, especially if they want to stay indefinitely?
Thank you so very much. Well, one, you would have mentioned the five regimes which you already have under the CSME, and each of those regimes has a competent authority whose role is to oversee the laws and policies and the regulations that govern the particular regime. So this involves consulting with all our stakeholders and ensuring that they can implement the various regimes. And so the competent authority can be a source of information for CARICOM nationals who are seeking to move and to integrate into the new territories. The CSME focal point system as well is also another source of information and a support system which the persons who are seeking to move will have. And the CSME office, we liaise with our competent authorities, making sure that they're aware of the developments in CSME and offer any assistance which is necessary. Wani would also have spoken of the BLAC and the IMCC, which are also areas where we can provide assistance to persons who are looking to move. So the CSME focal points, we respond to complaints, we give information, and we generally speaking help those who are seeking to access the CSME provisions. And in Barbados, we have the Barbados Employment and Career Counseling Service, and this is a service which is available to as an employment service which seeks to find decent employment for every person who is resident here. And they would recently have launched the job register, which is going to be a strategic platform for workers, potential workers, and persons seeking a career change. And it's also an opportunity for employers to be able to register and to provide information on what jobs are available. So it's going to be a source of job opportunities for persons and allows them to be able to integrate into the society. And of course, there is the Business Barbados, which is going to be designed to streamline and simplify support for business ventures. So any person who is seeking to establish a business, that will provide some tools that will help start, maintain, and protect the business. And it's going to be an online platform which offers business registration and compliance and protection. And so it's going to be able to help the businesses be able to thrive in Barbados as they it's a one-stop shop for all business needs. And in the case, you know, there are instances where persons come and they have difficulties and they need to seek redress. And we do have an ombudsman, which is available for persons who would be interested in having that intermediary then to assist them in being able to develop and grow in Barbados. So I think we have a well-developed system in place where we are seeking to welcome persons who are moving and they can access the services and the benefits which are accorded to nationals. And we are definitely looking forward to having our nationals from Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines move under this enhancing cooperation agreement. So I think these support systems function well, and they offer support to any CARICOM national who is seeking to integrate into Barbados. Thank you.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Wanya, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think some of the things mentioned by Chanel very important, but I thought that she skipped over the fact that each member state has a focal point very quickly. And I think we need to take the time to recognize that the focal point and the mechanism that is in place in terms of a national ZSME focal point is a very important one. So each of the participating member state has nominated someone like Chanel. Chanel is in the case of Barbados in the office of the Prime Minister. That is where the CSME focal point function resides for Barbados. And in other member states, it's mostly in ministries of foreign affairs, in some instances also in ministries of trade. And that focal point person is really the point person for matters relating to the CSME and implementation of the CSME. And she mentioned as well a complaints procedure, which is a mechanism or an easy mechanism that could be accessed by community nationals who have something that they need to file against a participating member state in terms of them not being able to access a right under the CARICOM Single Market and Economy as is right now. But I also thought it was important to know that yes, we would have put in place, member states would have put in place the legislative framework to allow for these rights to be in place. And we also need to ensure that for full free movement, member states undertake the necessary amendments of their legislation. But the community has gone further in recognition that yes, the legislation needs to be amended to provide for access to the services, but we also needed to ensure that the administrative framework was in line with the new legislation. And at the same time, when we were amending the administrative framework, the processes and the procedures, we also tried to attain as much as possible a certain amount of harmonization across the board. Because it makes perfect sense for one process to be in place in a single market, even though the different member states participating in the single market. So significant efforts have been made in an attempt to harmonize that administrative framework for the regimes. And so we would have established a manual on administrative procedures on all of these rights under the CARICOM Single Market and Economy. There's a very popular booklet in which we would have documented all of the processes related to the movement of persons as it currently exists. It is a blue booklet called Travel and Work in the Community. And obviously, once there is full free movement, we need to be able to do a manual or a process document that speaks specifically to what member states, to what those four member states would agree in terms of what is in place in terms of full free movement. So that is work that is ahead of us. Excuse me.
No, I'm just saying yes.
Oh, you're agreeing with me. I'm wondering if I'm talking a little bit too much, but
Well,
it's important work. It is important work
because
because
no,
you.
what you're saying is what people want to hear. They need to hear this information. I will have Paul come in with a question for him in a bit. Go ahead. You can just
No,
continue,
it's
finish.
just in terms of finalizing this point, to indicate that we know that that is what is needed in terms of putting in place a manual. We have current manuals for the current existing regimes. And once the setup, the framework, and the agreement on what exactly will happen in full free movement between the four countries, the Secretariat will be working with member states to put that information out. But obviously, we have to be mindful that there will be separate regimes happening at the same time because those member states not participating in full free movement under enhanced cooperation will continue to execute whatever is agreed and is in place right now. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Lots of information to take in for sure. Paul, sir.
Yes, Christopher.
Yes. We've been hearing from the ladies. So tell us, even as we prepare for full free movement to take effect in October, how significant is this moment for Barbados from a business perspective? If you can just tell us in a couple of minutes.
From a business perspective, I think it is a very exciting time. I would basically say it's a watershed moment for the region and specifically for Barbados, my home country. For decades, we've been hearing about this, and it is good to see that regional integration is more than an aspiration. It will now come alive in a very practical way. So from a business perspective, free movement of people And I would dare say, along with that, the free movement of capital, goods, and services can only enhance the economies of the region or within the region, but specific to Barbados, one of the first things that come to mind is the ability to expand or to search for new market opportunities. Certainly will create opportunities to probably scale up our businesses, seek new partnerships, understanding, get a better and a fuller understanding of the needs of other territories within the market space. And naturally, the movement of talent or access to a much wider diverse talent pool within the markets that are or the territories that are participating. So, as I said earlier, a fantastic move and an exciting time, certainly for Barbados, as we participate in a much larger economic space. And that is critical in terms of becoming competitive. I represent the chamber here, but I work for a global organization that would have taken advantage of the concept and aspiration of free movement of people, capital, goods, and services in terms of the Sagicor Group. And as you know, we are more than a regional company. We started local. And I think it is a very good example of the opportunities that are available to businesses in Barbados that have the appetite and want to not only access skills and labor, but also pursue some business opportunities within the wider region.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you. Therefore, what steps are being taken to ensure you mentioned it a bit in what you just said, but to ensure that both employers and workers fully understand their rights and responsibilities under this new free movement of labor so that the system can work effectively for everyone?
Well, my understanding is that the benefit afforded to a local will extend to those who migrate, all right? So for those coming into or going into a particular space, familiarizing yourself with the obligations and the rights that are afforded under the free movement regime. We heard of some of that earlier and the mechanisms that are in place. And I'm sure in Barbados, those moving into our space will be able to access the services any local business would access to understand and take advantage of their entitlements as it relates to working and doing business in Barbados. I want to address that from another perspective in that, sometimes people express concerns around freeing up your space. And I would say fears, fear or concern is natural, but I'm one that I don't think we should fear anything with regard to this new environment that will be created within the Caribbean. I see it as an opportunity. There's an opportunity for our people in the region to actually be able to access and have access to job opportunities where there exists, where there may be a shortage in labor. And in some islands, there is a shortage of labor in some categories. So it creates an opportunity for all Caribbean people to migrate where jobs are available and where labor is in short supply. For businesses, it gives them a much wider pool. In some cases, you will hear in some circles that we can't find. And if you look into the local newspaper, at times you will see search for certain skills or persons to fill certain jobs. Now that gives Caribbean people the opportunity to get closer to those opportunities in terms of matching skills with labor. So from a business perspective, I see it as a win-win both for business and also those who seek work or who would want to move into a different space within a region to actually establish their family and get on with life.
So good. Well, thank you very much, Paul Innes. Quite a discussion here as we looked at the full free movement of CARICOM nationals, the opportunities and challenges for business in Barbados. I want to say thank you so much to you, sir, Paul Innes, President of the BCCI.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Christine.
Chanel Richards, CSME focal point in the Prime Minister's office.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share on free movement.
And Wanya Illes, Deputy Program Manager, Free Movement of Labor, CARICOM Secretariat.
Yes, it was a pleasure to be here, and I realize it's already 30 minutes. There was much more to share, but we hope
Yes.
that there's a second opportunity or a third or a fourth for us to be able to continue to share with Barbados and I guess
Indeed.
the wider region.
The
Indeed,
Caribbean,
indeed,
Caribbean.
indeed. And I'm Crystal J. Paul, and that's it for today's edition of Let's Talk Business, brought to you by the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Take care. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.